You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, getting ready to wrap up the day here at the Illinois Soybean Summit in Rockford. We have a farmer panel yet to come. Right now, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast with Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible. First, Eric, thank you so much for coming over to the All Day Ag Outlook on Tuesday. Your program was one of the highlights of the day. I do want to ask you about the rain that we've had, because we were supposed to get some in the north, and it seemed to peter out and not follow us that way. Tell me about the rainfall, where it did happen, and why it didn't make it all the way to the north.
Yeah, these are great questions. Let's give you the setup. Basically, you know, we have this thing called the jet stream, and it's moving all the time. It's kind of meanders north and south, but it really streams from the west to the east. Well, that jet stream took this hard dip south and hit right over really central Mexico. And the moment that it got down there, it cut itself off. In other words, this little piece of the jet stream, we call it a cutoff low, sat and spun there. Well, as it did that, it kept funneling moisture north. And this is what we talked about at the Ag Outlook. We said, hey, big stream of moisture to the north. And earlier in the weekend and then the beginning of the week, most models had that moisture surging all the way up to south of Chicago. Well, as the system started to evolve, there was a surface front that was draped across Illinois that just slid south about 100 miles. And that pushed that heavier rain south about 100 miles. So here we are in Champaign. I was expecting better than an inch of rain. We didn't get anywhere near that. We got rain, but we didn't get nearly that much because that front slid south. Now, if you were south, you were in serious trouble. There are parts of Louisiana right now, a big section of Louisiana that's measured more than a foot of rain, and a big chunk right in the middle that's received over 20 inches of rain. And just to give you some perspective, Todd, if Champaign over the last week would have received 20 inches of rain, that would have been a half year's worth of rainfall for us. The flooding around this town would have just been epic. Every viaduct would have been full. You know, think about Green Street here on campus. You would have had water in the storefronts. It would have been a horrible, horrible mess. But that moisture down south as it pushed in really is going to cause some problems for them as they think about getting into the early part of their growing season. It's going to really push things back. It's going to take a while for that water to go away. So yeah, big, big problem south of here.
Do we have more rain coming over the weekend?
Yeah, we got a shot, another shot of rain, actually from the same system trying to get up here Saturday afternoon, into Sunday morning. And then after this all clears out, there's even another shot coming in on Wednesday. And actually, that's a good transition for us to talk about what this warmth is going to do. We've been very warm. March has started off pretty darn warm for us. We've had temperatures in the upper 50s, in the 60s. And by the way, maybe some point as far north as Champaign, by midweek next week, I think Monday, Tuesday, maybe early Wednesday, we might be pushing 70 degrees. But things do shift as we approach, you know, astronomical spring. So around March 20th, 21st, 22nd, we are going to be seeing a pattern shift where we have more of the trough in the jet stream coming over the central U.S. That takes our temperatures back down to where they kind of more typically are this time of year, maybe highs in the upper 40s. And lower 50s. And just to kind of give you perspective, you know, we lose an hour of sleep on Sunday. On that same day, the average high for Champaign, for example, is 49 degrees. So we've been really warm. We're going to go back toward, you know, cooler than average. But the good news is, cooler than average at the end of March doesn't mean sub-freezing temperatures usually during the day. So yeah, it's going to cool down, but it's not going to go back into like Arctic blast kind of temperatures. So yeah, that's what we're looking at kind of in the long run.
Thanks so much, Eric. I do appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.